Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1059 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 28 on second floor near dressing room. That wasn't there on Friday when I swept between 9 and 12 o'clock. I use a small broom in sweeping. I saw a big cane broom standing by the waste material on Monday, about 6 feet from where the blood was found. The spot looked to me like it was blood, with dark spots scattered around. It looked like the large broom had been used in putting the Haskellene on the floor by the impressions or scratches of the cane in the floor. Cross-examination. I was a sweeper in the metal room. Yes, they have regular Negro sweepers there for the building. I swept it all up because the Negro wasn't there. It took me from 9 till 12 to sweep the whole floor. I moved everything and swept everything. I swept under Mary Fagan's and Barrett's machine. Next to the ladies' closet, they store a lot of different things, mineral paints, barrels, boxes, all sort of things. That's part of the metal room where they are kept. I swept clear up to the doors of the toilets and clear up to the paint shop. It wasn't my duty to sweep where the machines are and where Mary worked, but I did sweep there anyhow. I have done that several times before. There were paint spots in several different places up there when I swept up Friday. These blood spots were right in front of the ladies' dressing room. They led right up to the door. Mrs. George W. Jefferson, sworn for the state. I work at the National Pencil Company. We saw blood on the second floor in front of the girls' dressing room on Monday. It was about as big as a fan, and something white was over it. I didn't see that blood there Friday. Yes, there are cords in the polishing room used to tie pencils with. They are hung up on a post in the polishing room. The spots were dark red in color. These cords are taken off the pencils, and we tie them on a nail. We don't untie the knots. This loop right here is one of the cords. I work in the polishing room, polishing lead pencils. I have been working there 5 years. We use paint in there, maroon red, red line, and bright red. Of course, you can tell the bright red from maroon red and the red line from maroon red. That spot that I saw was not one of these three paints. Cross-examination. Mr. Barrett and I discovered that spot there together. Yes, that is a dirty, greasy floor. You can see great big spots, but you don't see anything red on the floor, not in the metal room. You do in the polishing room. The paints don't come from the metal room. They are kept back in the other room. We carry the paint back in bottles. Of course, if a bottle would break, the paint would get all over the floor. The white stuff there didn't hide the red at all. You could see it plainly.